Abby Turner is a goat farmer. She also has a career as chief fundraiser for Northeast Ohio's Regional Medical School. But raising goats, that's her passion.
And this doe is due to kid probably tonight. You can see she's got the arched tail. She's hollowed out.
Abby didn't grow up learning how goats give birth. In fact, her parents didn't even want her to ride a horse when she was little. Now she and her husband Anderson have literally bought the farm.
I joke with my parents that if they just would have bought me that pony when I was 14 years old, they would have saved me a heck of a lot of money.
Today, Abby and Anderson have a pony, a full-size horse, a llama, and 51 kids. You know, baby goats. They're starting a boutique goat cheese business. Oh, and they also have three young children. You know, kids. It was a busy life before the farm. Now it's up at 5 a.m. to do chores. They bottle feed the baby goats. Then they get the kids off to school and go to work for the full day. Once they're back home, it's more chores on the farm. And the kids, the children, help. Abby says she and her husband chose this life for them.
Anderson and I are trying to raise the children with an understanding of food and food systems and where food comes from. Food comes from farms and it comes from the land. It doesn't come from the store. And I think the children understand that.
The Turners say they chose life on the farm to give their children better food and a better life. This is not necessarily the dream Abby's parents expected her to realize. It's a lot different than their hometown, Brooklyn, New York.
You know, people ask me all the time, it's like, how did a nice Jewish girl end up on a goat dairy with 51 goats? And, you know, maybe the answer is just sheer luck.
Abby's mother, Sima Silverman, doesn't see it as all that lucky. She thinks farm life is going to be a tough row to hoe for Abby's family. She and her husband, Irwin, wanted their children to have an easier life than they had.
Abby and Anderson both work very hard and their regular jobs, as well as with their family and with the farm, and we're all for whatever they want.
Abby isn't trying to create an easier life for her kids, but she does think it's a better one. They can pick apples right off the trees. They've seen baby goats born and old goats die. And they can ride a pony anytime they want. Just like Abby's parents, her children were surprised when they moved to the farm. The Turner's daughter, Madeline, is almost 9.
But in the beginning, I didn't want anything to do with this. I thought it was going to be some big plant where my mom would just take our goats and make some weird stuff out of it. I really didn't want to start do this in the beginning. And then slowly along I came in and I'm like, this could be good.
Madeline says most girls her age are more into Hannah Montana and Webkinz than milking goats. But she's really come to love the farm. Her mom is glad the children are learning about animals, the business, the science of farming, and where food comes from.
We kind of joke that this is either a grand experiment, or we're really messing them up and it'll take years of therapy to correct. So we'll figure that out. Check back in 20 years. How about that?
Well, we'll just have to do that. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.